a dream.
Wednesday had a few nightmares. Just...
Dreams are full, nightmares come true.
Freddy Krueger, give him a nightmare. Soon as you close your eyes, nigga, we right there. Come in the middle of the night, like it's a nightmare. You open your eyes, not dreaming, nigga, we right there.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Nightmare Radio Show Podcast.
It's your girl, Ish the Exec.
And I'm Brittany Kristen.
And we are
super happy that y'all decided to click on our podcast. Give us a listen. Give us a stream. Give us a play. Because y'all was playing with us in them comments.
Listen, let's get straight into it. And I think that's been the theme for season 6 is to just get straight into it. So let's just get straight into it. Number one, we want our show to grow. We love y'all.
Yeah.
We really do. We love black people. Mm-hmm. We love black women.
And black
we love
men.
Black men.
Yes.
But what we don't love is when you send your cousins to the comments to say things that we don't really like. But we know because PD said.
Shout out to you, PD.
God ain't gonna give you the influence if you can't handle what's on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I keep thinking about when I see y'all calling me fat and everything else because y'all don't have no man, y'all baby daddy left y'all and everything else. That's not my fault, okay? The last episode was hot.
A hot topic.
It was hot.
It was definitely hot. If you haven't gotten a chance to check it out, make sure you hit the link right below and give that a play right after this one. When you do, subscribe, comment, keeping it cute.
Right.
Share it with a friend.
Right.
Post it in your story.
Yes.
Show us some love. But we appreciate you nonetheless. The haters, we appreciate you too.
We appreciate you.
If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
Oh.
If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
Belly, go ahead and twerk on him.
You know he ain't gonna stop.
Yeah. Ooh.
Watch your blessings come in. Watch your blessings go out.
Ooh.
Backside on the blessings, but I'm showing
out. Ooh.
Y'all know I can flow. I'm just playing. Anyway.
Hold on, wait. My fat gotta twerk. Hold on, wait. Oh, wait. Oh, because a bitch is 25 pounds. Damn. I don't care what y'all.
Keep going, okay?
And this episode is brought to you by Her Wine. Yes, a toast to me because we put a motherfucking ring on it, period.
Yes, since the last episode and the my man, her man made the choice, put the ring on, and now she ain't got no voice because we out here screaming. Okay, I'm so excited. Congratulations again to Black Love, to you and Anthony and your beautiful family. And it's about to be a time.
About to be a time. And I'm thankful. Thank you for speaking that into my life. And thank you for, thank you God for letting this nigga do it, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because we was waiting, okay? And shout out to Diamond. Get a good look at Diamond. She's going in for her BBL tomorrow.
But by
the time this episode airs, she will be very much back at home. So y'all just prayers up for her journey.
Oh my gosh.
Going back to the jeweler to go up under that knife. But shout out to Diamond and her BBL. Now, if you upset because I named my ring, you can take that up with Brittany. Because she told me to name it. Shout out to Rakisha and the other rocks out there, too.
Rakisha.
Yeah.
Okay.
My sister and rings.
Sister,
anywho.
I'm here for it. Well, look. We got a jam-packed episode for you today.
We have a jam-packed episode for you today. We're getting straight into episode 98. And this episode is entitled, The New Adults. Who got now?
Who got next?
And who got next?
Mm-hmm. I'm really excited about this one because, you know, I be tipping and tabbling into the Gen Zers, you know.
You got a lot of Gen Z
support. As we get into this, like, thank you all so much. If you're watching this, if you're a part of our nuclear network, we appreciate y'all. Y'all been rocking with us for 3 years.
Yes.
For those that don't know, I used to be a teacher. All of my babies are now graduates. Shout out to the class of 2023, which was my last class. But I have a few special ones of my babies that are really rocking with the show, and I appreciate your feedback and your support. Miss Hill, love y'all.
Okay. Yes, we love y'all. Anywho.
Yes. So this episode, we're going to pop it off with a little recap of some culturalist-worthy events that have taken place in the past couple of months.
Yes, because we've been off. Yeah, I know that.
Right.
So first thing on the list, I want to talk about students fighting teachers. And I have some other things to add to the list that haven't been added to the card.
And teachers fighting back.
And teachers fighting back. So first of all, let's put this disclaimer out there. We are not an advice podcast. We are not here to give you advice. We don't give a fuck if you take... I'm sorry. We don't give a fuck if you take our advice or not, okay? You can take it and apply it, or you can let it fly if it don't apply to you. So let's just put that out there. Now, I believe that the teachers out here fighting back are the teachers of the Knuck If You Buck generation. The teachers of...
I'm gonna zoom in on that.
Of millennial. Because, and then I think that the kids that are out here fighting the teachers are the 16 and pregnant kids.
Oh, yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
I don't think, those are the Gen Zers. Well, actually, they're the early millennials. Okay, regardless. All right, so to address it, we've seen just this year, we've seen at least 3 instances of student fights, student-teacher fights all across social media. And most recently, we saw a substitute teacher who I have to point out, a substitute teacher is not a state or board certified professional. Anybody, Tom, Dick, or John, as long as you can pass a background check, can be a substitute teacher. It does not require any training. It does not require any calling on your life. If you are in need and you need a steady check, you can sign up at your local county, DeKalb, Gwinnett, APS, you find your way, whatever. Anyway, most recently, a substitute teacher was caught, you know, on a slapback after a student, presumably maybe around 16, 17 years old, refused to give up her phone in the classroom during classroom instruction time. Okay, Miss Hill Hat. Cell phones are not allowed during instruction time, period. That's a basic golden rule.
So if you, going back to Miss Hill days, right, since we brought that up in the beginning, going back to Miss Hill days and one of your students had a cell phone in class, how would you handle that situation?
Realistically, we all have cell phones in class. I've shot a tweet off while I'm working. I've scrolled down the timeline. I might have even posted a story. Be cute about it. Don't be disrespectful about it. Now, in certain instances, technology is allowed, encouraged, and utilized in class. Say we're doing a review game. We're playing Kahoots. Say I'm telling you all to take a picture or use the URL.
QR code.
The QR code to scan so you can access your study guide. Say you're taking notes in your, you know, note device. Okay, that's cute. All right. Say if you answer a solitary text or 3 throughout a 50-minute class period. Don't be disrespectful with Ms. Hill because I don't play that. And you can go and find the ones that know because I don't play that. Never did, never will. I ain't got time for it. But when I ask you to put your phone up, you got to put that phone up. If it's hindering what I got to do, you're going to have to put that phone up.
Hold on, y'all, because I got to push Brittany Mike back. Hold on.
Is it?
It's just not. You could be talking into it more.
Over here?
Yes.
Should I lean back a little?
Stay right there.
Okay. So, as a teacher, you got to have what we call classroom management. And your students, you can have all the classroom management in the world, but the students got to have some act right to match with it. So, problem number one.
I mean, we don't know what happened before.
We don't.
We don't care what happened before because that girl hunched back and punched.
And that substitute teacher.
Bop, bop, bada, bop, hey, bada, bop.
My thing is, pull up on the scene, hose when it's out.
I know, sometimes, and this might be a lot for the first 5 minutes of the show, okay? I be team no panties sometimes.
Where do we get that? Where do we?
Because the teacher's ass was hanging out when she was laying on top of the girl. Her ass was out. Everything was out. Where is the cooth?
I mean,
for the new adults. Like, yeah, sometimes you might want to be no team no panties. But
that was the point.
Certain settings, you need to put on some panties.
But you know what? Also, I'm sure that when she woke up this morning and donned that outfit,
to whoop some ass.
She didn't think she was going to be on the floor with her booty exposed.
Well, she should have thought about that before she jumped on top of that lady and gave Twitter a show.
But if you decide to, like, just a few months ago, the girls was at the Mimosa Festival, and some girls got the tag in. I'm sure that when homegirl decided to put that sundress on to let that thing that morning, she did not anticipate getting that thing dragged.
And I bet she didn't. But you know what, girls, ladies, put some panties on sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes you. It's a time and a place for that ass to be out. I don't think the schoolhouse is a place for that ass to be out.
I think it's your business.
I think it's your business too. But then when you want to.
What Tab say? Because that's your business.
It is your business. But if that's your business, also know that. You have to keep that in the back of your head.
My aunt would probably say something like, dress and prepare yourself as if something were to happen to you and you would be afraid about, you know.
Yes. Or the just first responders the getting all your stuff. That your ass is going to be out if I hop on this girl. So let me restrain.
But at the point in time of contention, I'm or not
she
worried
didn't even
about
care about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I doubt that anybody
cheats out and everything. Yeah, you're gonna get this work.
Yeah, we gonna put it in. But back to the point. Like, there's also like de-escalation skills that are necessary. But as a substitute teacher, you're not guaranteed to have that. Now, as a sufficient and efficient operating adult, you should be able to
exactly, which is why they hiring y'all ass.
Right, rely on you know your own de-escalation skills. But we know the common sense isn't common.
We should know that. Okay, let's talk about, speaking of common sense and ass being out, most recently, very much more recently, there's been a lot of debates about kids' exposure online. And I think that some of the new adults we need to talk about this. There was a video circulating on Twitter about a girl twerking on the internet outside the car. She had to be all of maybe 9 years old. Now, when we was about nine, when we was 9 years old, we was doing We Can Do the Popcorn.
And so can you. And so can you. Nobody does it like Britney can do. She said, get it, girl.
Okay, now, the difference between hitting the popcorn at recess and twerking online is that, well, number one, little girls gonna twerk. Let's just keep it real. They gonna twerk.
Practice.
They can twerk on the playground when nobody's watching.
At their sleepover.
At the sleepovers.
In their room without the camera on.
As a parent, as a sibling, you should be wanting to protect children from the internet.
Yeah.
There's no reason why we should see little shawty twerking on the internet.
But see, this is user-generated content. So we need user-generated content to be appropriate, and then we need content gatekeepers, parents. You can set up a parent control, you know, to make sure that the content that's being generated is appropriate. But also, this goes into, like, this all goes into how we're raising our children, how the generation before us were raising their children.
So, boom, let's get into it.
All right.
Hey, job. Hey, we're going to call your manager and shit. Anyway, Streets Morning Takeover, they have a date dilemma every morning at 7:25. On the way to work, I have to catch it. This particular morning, a woman called in because her baby daddy ghosted her. She didn't know where her baby daddy went. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They called the baby daddy to figure out what was going on. The baby daddy found out that she let her daughter get an Instagram. The daughter was nine. And on the Instagram, she was twerking on the Instagram. Mm. And the baby daddy was mad because why do you have an Instagram for our daughter?
Mm-hmm. Like Kanye West upset at Kim Kardashian.
Right. So the mother comes on and is like, oh, she wanted to express herself, so I got her Instagram.
Do we have rules and regulations set up around the Instagram account?
Obviously not, because she letting the girl twerk on Instagram.
So also, as former Miss Hill and Coach Hill, I also was a cheerleading coach. Still, you know, partake and dabble. Hey, girls.
My thing about it is like,
we had a contract for them to sign.
Okay.
And we explicitly went over our expectations, and we had to make sure there was no gray areas too. So we gave examples, you know, scenarios, etc. And they had to sign the contract saying that they understood, that they promised, and they would, and if they were to renege on that promise, and they understood the consequences, which is termination from the squad, because representation matters, right? Mm-hmm. For yourself, for your mom and them, the household, and for the school and the organization that you're representing. Shaking ass on Instagram at any age, 9, 19.
So do you think that, I just feel like the parents have lack of accountability. for some of the things that they're allowing their children to do online, or just allowing them their children to do, period, or just a lack of accountability and a whole lot of audacity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the new grown-ups for me in a nutshell.
Yeah. And I think that it should be said that a really big reason why there may be a sense of like lax parenting is because the quote unquote new grown-ups are our age or our older siblings, and we experience and are still working through the traumas that were inflicted on us by our generation of parenting. And so the immediate response is to be 100% opposite of what we have been or how we were treated. Now, 100% opposite looks like no boundaries, looks like really, really lax and loose. And there really is a fine line, a boundary, you know, of I'm gonna be my child's friend, or I'm gonna be friendly with my child. I'm gonna value being respected by my child over being liked by my child or favored by my child. But that really is a lot of unspoken to unaddressed trauma that's reflecting in our parenting.
I definitely 1,000% agree. I feel like a lot of the things that we weren't allowed to get away with, I'm not gonna say we, because I don't play that shit, but some parents are allowing their children to get away with things that they feel like were not a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, you're not a kid. You are a grown-up. You are actually the new grown-up.
Yeah.
You are the person that they're going to call if some shit happens.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the adult, but the other adults.
Yeah.
And we're counting on you as an adult to be an adult.
Gotta be
it's real simple. Like, we're counting on you as an adult to be an adult. So be an adult. Like, I am, it's no secret, for the past 3 years, I have been the chair of the Principal Advisory Council at my children's school.
Mm-hmm.
One of the issues that we were dealing with is parents bringing their kids to school late every day. Now, Brittany, I know you was one of them parents at one point, but you got it together.
Oh, wait. No. She wasn't late every day. I wasn't giving that laugh on that.
Uh-uh. You got the bell. You got to the bell.
Yeah. Okay. Right. My baby don't be late every day.
Oh, okay.
Now I'm not going to pretend like she hasn't been late before, but that's not like a routine habit. Like, Monday through Friday, Skylar's walking in the door at 7:47 or 7:53.
Baby, kids walking in the door at 9 o'clock. Kids walking in the door at 8:30. School started at 7:45. Yeah. Breakfast is over at 7:30. Why are you not bringing your child to school?
Trust me, I know. And that's, these are things. These are things, right?
And there's no accountability. Like, how do you tell another grown-up, you need to take your child to school on time? I think that the new adults are so caught up in the fact that we don't have nobody to tell us what to do. We're going to do what we want to do because I'm an adult. And that's fine. You can do what you want to do because you are an adult, because that's the privilege that comes with adulting.
That comes with consequences, though.
Mm-hmm.
And there are consequences associated with your children. Some are instant, some that you can see specifically and immediately right now. And some of these consequences, we'll find out when those kids become the new adults. When they become, you know, college age, and we can't even say college age, because the generations under us are finding alternate ways to enter adulthood. So it's not necessarily always a college route.
Right.
But some of these...
When the new adults become adults. And then just look at the teenagers now. Look at the 20-somethings, the 21s.
We introduced the idea of like what goes on social media. And before we move to the next one, like, we also have to talk about like what's already happening on social media too. So like, access is crazy. Anybody that has a cell phone can access the same things that we're accessing. Of course, you can use parental controls. I don't think that maybe our generation has a really good understanding or use, you know, or a relationship with the usage of like parental controls. But just like the 9-year-old child is twerking on the internet, I'm willing to bet that she saw twerking on the internet before she did it for herself.
I'm willing to bet that her mama was a stripper or is a stripper and seen her mama twerking in the house. And so now she wanted an Instagram so that she can do the same thing.
Or she probably follows a shade room.
Or she probably just be, you know, you never know. But the access that these kids can grant is really crazy.
Yeah.
Especially through the YouTube, especially through the Roblox.
It's a lot. As a parent, as a new adult, you know, you have to take into thought every single thing that is able to come through their eyes and their ears. That's who they're surrounded by, what music they're listening to, pound town,
just left pound town.
If I heard my cat, we was in the car one time, and it was like, my coochie pink, my booty hole brown. Everybody was like, hey, yo, hey, yo, what is going on? What's happening? And I'm like, what the? Heart and Soul, Sirius XM.
Oh, no.
Channel 48.
You know, but these things, like I'm saying, the same kids, if I saw the silhouette challenge on my TikTok timeline feed, then the 15-year-old that's sitting in my classroom saw it too.
Yeah.
And another thing, like, kids aren't being kids because they're dressing just like us too. When I was in high school, I was shopping at 579. Wasn't no 28-year-old shopping at 579.
Mm-mm.
Okay? But today, the 16-year-olds are on Shein, Fashion Nova, Pretty Little Thing, and Boohoo just like I am.
And baby, they got Shein kids. I ain't even know.
Oh, now the Shein kids is popping. But you got to make sure that you choose appropriately. Like, for example, I'm looking at some of the celebrity children that just graduated this graduation season. Heaven Hart, Kevin Hart and Tori Hart's daughter. She was also salutatorian. Absolutely beautiful.
Love that for her. Love that for her.
So wholesome. She looked drop-dead gorgeous. Giselle, yes, yes. Another shout out to Good Parenting. Say what you want. Giselle and Jamal Bryant.
I had to cut that off.
Their children went to prom this year.
But shout out to them.
They looked so good.
We don't fuck with Giselle. And that's on, I'm sorry, to our producer in the back. I know that's your little sister or whatever, but we're going to put the pinky down for that. Anyway, continue.
But shout out to Good Parenting on keeping your children age appropriate, because what's the Russian looking like you're 28 for your 18-year-old prom?
Another shout out to Good Parenting. Sierra Glam Shop, then gave the glam shop away. Oh, hold on, wait. Let's run out of that. Sierra Glam Shop gave the glam shop to her daughter now.
Yeah.
Sierra started this business when she was 16 years old, or when she was young. She had her daughter when she was 16. That was one of her first kids.
That's special.
If you know, if you're from Atlanta, the glam shop is or had been a staple in the Atlanta community to go and get your hair done at. So, Sierra, you are doing the Ghetto Girl Eats. You are doing a whole lot of shit. Big shout out to you for putting a business together and giving it to your daughter. OMG, that is really
generational.
That's generational wealth.
Yeah, and that's doing
that's
it right.
Generational wealth. And baby girl, take care of your mama's shop. Keep them people out of it. Collect that booth rent and make some coin. She don't even gotta go to college,
like you said. Yeah, they're creating different lanes. I love the shop. But yeah, I just think that, like, when we're having the conversation, it's user-generated content, and it's also the content that's already existing. So we have to be mindful of how we're setting the new generation up so that they'll be able to have the guidance.
What?
I just had another point. I was listening in the car on the way to church, or on the way to run my errands this morning, or to the mountain, and Larry Tinsley was on, right?
Oh, I love him.
And me too, and it's just the old school for me. And I'm so thankful for my praying grandmothers and my praying mama, and, like, you know, the standard that has been set for, like, music and stuff like that, to the appreciation for, like, the classics on my dad's side, the Blue Lights in the Basement, the funk, the old school, you know, the oldies. On my mom's side, like, the old gospel, Tremaine, Walter and them, all of that. The new kids ain't gonna have an appreciation for that because our generation don't like that. How do we pass, like, we talk about all of the good things about our childhood and about the ways that we were raised, but those are the things that we tend to, like, shy away from.
I mean, I think to each his own, man. Whatever resonates with you, whatever resonates with your family,
mm-hmm.
whatever you feel like your children need to have passed down to them, you should definitely be doing that for sure. For example, my family is from the Virgin Islands, if you don't know. My whole family is from over there. I'm not from there. I'm from here. Well, no, I am from there, but I'm pretty much from Atlanta. But my children, you know,
yeah,
I want my children's children to still know about the culture of the Virgin Islands, where we come from, who we are, who your cousin is. Can you go home and understand? Like, you have to instill those things into your kids.
Mm-hmm, or else it's lost.
Yeah. I hope that Cairo or Kaden goes over to St. Thomas, find him a nice little island ting, bring her back, because I got me a Florida nigga at this point.
I didn't know he was from Florida.
His family from Florida. He from Clarkston. That's an inside joke. Anywho, moving on.
Clarkston.
Learning the truth about your parents and the generation before, because, baby, I feel like our parents... Girl, I'm about to drink the rest at this point. Girl, Nicole, you did your motherfucking big one with this one. Go to her.
Ooh, look at you.
Go to herwine.com. I know you lying. Go to herwine.com and get into it. Okay. I feel like our parents,
the boomers, let's call them out because they love to call us out.
They was faking.
Not the boomers. Yeah, the boomers, the baby boomers.
They was faking. Like, they was putting on a front to show us this is what it is to be a parent. I am your parent, but they didn't show us the real them. Do you feel like your parents showed you the real you? Because, and I know the answer to this. But, and I probably shouldn't have asked you that.
Oh, it's okay, because I'm ready.
My parents, well, my dad probably showed me the real him because he was smoking Black and Milds. And I used to be like, stop smoking Black and Milds. Now, if I seen my mama smoking a Black and Mild, I probably would have a cow. Because she never showed me that before. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't learn about my dad's smoking habits until I was in college. But also, I think that that's a good idea because if I had a habit like that, then I wouldn't want Skylar, that's not Skylar's 6-year-old business to know that mommy prefers to go to the garage after she goes to sleep. That wouldn't be her business to know that. At 17, that wouldn't be her business to know that.
Okay, so when she finds out at 25 that mommy been going to the garage, If you were doing those things.
Right.
If Skylar found out that mommy was going to the garage for a little while.
If I were doing those things, I probably would be the one to tell her at 21, 22, 25. Now, I do plan, and I am an open book for age appropriateness. My daughter asks me all kinds of things, and I give her responses that she can handle. My child is very intelligent. I don't sugarcoat things, but I believe in giving information that you can handle. So at 25, if you want to know what mama was doing on her free weekends, okay, because I'm sure that you're probably doing it right now. Matter of fact, I will be talking to you about that so I can tell you what not to do, okay? Let me know. Call me up. I'll tell you all the tea. Yes, me and your TT and them was popping it, okay? We was getting it, and we was cute, too. I'll show you the pictures and the videos because we got proof of it when you're old enough.
Okay, so wait. Go back. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like your parents have been a true representation of their true authentic selves to you as a parent?
I think that for the most part, yes, per what I needed to see at every stage of my life. Now, the other half of that is that in my adulthood, like as we still grow and develop and evolve, our parents are still in their own ways too. So in adulthood, I have discovered, while my dad has discovered a new part of himself, I've discovered, you know, that at the same time that he's kind of sort of debuting that. But as far as from 1990 until 2008, maybe 2011 for the most part, I think that they did a really good job exhibiting to me who they were in relation to what I was able to understand. I knew who to ask, what kind of reaction I was going to get from which parent if I wanted the real. Now, there were things that we didn't talk about that I wish that we did talk about.
Mm-hmm. Like?
I wish that I had a really in-detail conversation about sex and how these men be.
I wish I would have had a in-detail...
And maybe I should have asked more questions.
I wish I would have had an in-detail conversation about this money.
Oh, yeah,
and money. But I feel like our parents missed that learning curve about the money. They don't know. Our generation knows... But Generation Z has a chance to apply.
Yeah.
We know too late.
Well, and I
or maybe not.
I think that it's maybe like too much to say that we know, but our generation is affixed with learning. We're dedicated mm-hmm. to growth. Mm-hmm. And so as we learn, we are applying. As we learn, it makes the difference between our generation and their generation even more apparent because where we are still growing emotionally, you know, financially in maturity, our growth illuminates the lack of growth in our parents. Sometimes that's problematic because as the new adults, the relationship with the previous adults changes.
Yeah.
And they still consider us their children.
They children, listen.
We are your adult children. We are your grown children have children.
I don't think the old adults know how to navigate the new adults as adults, children.
It's tough
for them because, baby, I'm gonna tell you, baby, I'm not doing that, and you don't need to do that, and you don't need to talk to my kids like that, and you don't need to operate like that.
And see, that's the difference. Our generation, based on our experiences with said parents, is strong and committed to
making boundaries. Our parents' generation did not have the audacity or the opportunity to make boundaries with their with their parents.
Absolutely, because I'm your mother and you listen to me.
And you're going
to
do what I say.
And you're going to do what I say until you goddamn 65, until I die.
And that's not necessarily the case. Now, in my personal experience, and I had to break this down to my own mom, right? Oh, you don't listen to what I say. No. That's incorrect. I don't do what you say as my own adult. I listen. I consider
right
everything that you say. I'm influenced by the choices and the example that my parents have set for it for me. However, at the end of my day, I'm going to do what I want to do based on what I believe is best for myself. So consideration is one thing, but actually doing what you say because you think that you know best. I'm sorry, at the age of 65 in this current world, there are certain things because of my own experience, knowledge, growth that I know best for my life. I'm not saying that every single thing that my parent suggests or assumes or advises is incorrect because they're still packed with wisdom about certain
things. But they don't apply to 2023.
Some of that stuff doesn't apply at the time. I can take those things with a grain of salt. It's no disrespect in any of that, but I'm my own person. We are the new adults.
We are the new adults. I think... Y'all, go to herwine.com right now. Go right now and get this champagne because I forget every fucking time what I'm about to say.
What are some things, because as we are the new adults and we are also experiencing this really interesting like period of adjustment and growth with our parents, this period is going to replicate itself when our own children become the new adults. So knowing what we know now and experiencing the differences in communication with our parents, how do you want to apply changes when your children get of age and they're, you know, being transitioning into the new adult?
Well, what I did, because me and my mother, we have not been on the same page lately, but what I did, they were able to witness that, unfortunately, that falling out. And I was able to have the conversation with them at 8 to let them know that one day you will be a grown up and I will be the child. And you will have to take care of me. So I already let them know how the cycle of life goes. And that when they become grown men, I have to respect them as grown men.
In their own households.
And I can't treat you in... period. So I'm out here talking about your man come first. When my sons become men, and they decide that they want to have a family with said woman, who am I? I cannot impose in that. I cannot be Mama D-ing it up out here. Shout out to you, Mama D. Love you to death. love you. But I can't be in my kids' business. I can't be in my kids' way.
And all you can do is just hope that the example that you set as a parent when they were children was enough to set them on the right road. I've been having to tell my mom all the time, like, baby, you did a good job with, do you see me? Do you understand, like, it used to work my nerves, like my mom, and really like my mom would like, you know, like, when you go out, I'm like, Karen, listen to me saying Karen, do you not know what they say about your daughter in these streets?
Right.
I've never not entered a room where I didn't demand and command respect. Every single time I open my mouth, it makes you look good. That you don't have to work. You did the damn thing. You did a good job, mommy, daddy. So don't question me because you're questioning yourself when you think that I don't know how to handle business or,
but are they, you know, questioning themselves because they didn't give you their true authentic selves?
I don't know. I mean, because
why are they questioning themselves? If you know for a shadow of a doubt that you raised,
I was raised right. Yeah,
you were raised right.
But I think that half of that, like for example, like when I'm on the family reunion committee, right? And you know, we're event planning, we're doing things like that. And my mom was like, well, make sure. I'm like, mommy, I'm 32 years old. And also you should ask about me in these Atlanta streets. I do this. I can handle a family reunion. I've done major events. I've done live production.
I swear my mama think I'm unorganized.
Cause what
now,
do you
it may look like that.
What do you mean?
But I'm very much organized.
You know,
sure.
Like my mom would make little comments and I'm like, every time you come to my house is clean, lady. What you talking about? You raised me. Be me. Is Skylar ready for? Of course, you know Skylar's taken care of because I got my stuff together.
Girl,
what are you talking about?
I struggle with that. I struggle with my mom trying to help me raise my kids.
I just tell her stay cute and stay in the passenger seat.
My mom struggled. I think the point of contention with me and my mom right now is the fact that she's still wanting to help me raise my kids. She's not trying to relinquish the control that I know how to raise my kids. Mm. Like, I know what I'm doing. Now, shout out to Bae, because he did a lot. He stepped up. He did a lot to show, like, I'm a good dad. I can do this. I can handle this. So I feel like my mom respects him. But does my mom respect me as a mother?
What does respect for an adult child with an adult parent, you know, with the older adult parent look like?
Respect for an adult child with an older adult parent looks like letting your adult child handle it and being retired and living your best life.
I ain't mad at that.
Now, when I first had my child, my kids, I was a little younger, so there's that. But at the same time, let me handle
You've grown.
It. I've grown.
Yeah.
Now, when my kids grow, I want to be able to accept that I did a good job raising them,
mm-hmm.
and that they may not listen to me on everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I have already acknowledged that.
But you instilled in them.
What I instill in them every day, and every day I give them my real authentic self, so that when they grow up, they don't have to feel like they didn't know who their mom was.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to feel like, oh, why is she acting like that? I know why my mom is acting. I know my mother.
Yeah.
That is important to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Me raising my children right. Me making sure that they have a good foundation. Me making sure that they know who their mother is.
Yeah.
Now, there are some things that I don't do in front of my kids.
Yeah.
But I feel like they know that I do.
I mean, and I feel like I don't have to do every single thing in front of my child. And if I don't, then they don't know who I am. I think that at the stage that I'm at and that my daughter is at right now, she knows every single thing that she needs to know about me. As she gets older, more, you know, I am and I plan to be and to remain an open book. And as it's age appropriate, I will answer or display, showcase, you know, what's necessary. But I still need to make sure that it's a distinction between child and parent. I'm the boss around here.
This is true.
And I'm from the new generation of gentle parenting.
Oh, and I'm from the generation of get your ass bus. I don't do gentle parenting. I will fuss at you. I brought my kids to work the other day. I was fussing and cussing in the office. The walls are standing. I don't give a fuck. Shut your mouth. Do what I said. There's no gentle parenting. Now, I know, you know what? You know
I was
what?
About to say, like, the first generation gentle parenting don't look like what it looked like on Instagram.
I be gentle. I give chances after chances after chances. But I feel like my kids are just, like, molded into me cussing them the fuck out.
And see, I don't have to cuss at my daughter. I hope I don't have to cuss at my daughter. But my gentle parenting don't look like these little... I heard it's like soft mom and crunchy moms.
I guess I'm crunchy because I'm cussing my kids out. I think our generation got a bad...
Scrunchy is like a mixture.
Our generation has a bad thing with cussing our kids the fuck out.
I think it's a split thing. Because there's such a distinct other side of the generation that's so against, you know, negative talk.
It is, but I've heard, we in these football streets.
Yeah, sporting world is a different thing.
We in these football streets, and I heard a mama tell her son the other day to shut the f*** up.
I would never tell my child to shut the f*** up.
Baby.
I haven't said that to a person. I don't have a reason. Who have I said shut the f*** up to somebody?
Listen, these boys, sometimes they need to shut the f*** up.
I don't know. I don't think I've...
No. You don't have to say that.
I don't have boys.
You don't got to say that. These boys need to shut the f*** up. Shut up.
Yeah, I'm not... No shade to anyone that does. I just, you know... But
if
I don't...
If you tell your kids to shut the f*** up...
Hell, you didn't
I'm
hear that.
I'm not playing with y'all today. If you tell your kids to shut the... The Her Wine is whining. Listen, we out of time for today. Go to herwines.com. Use our code DON'TSLEEP for 10%.
It used to be 15% off, but
yeah. At this point, go to herwine.com and use our code.
Cue the tears.
Don't sleep. For 10% off of your very much purchase.
You're very much purchased. Make sure y'all shop black owned, black woman owned. If you purchase it in stores, because it is available in stores, go to herwines.com to find out. Make sure that you snap a pic, let them know Nightmare Radio sent you. Here we go. Yeah, it's the triangle.
I'm done being drunk on these episodes for y'all, because y'all ain't gonna come for me in the comments, but I said what the fuck I said today. And with that being said,
Y'all be blessed. How about that?
And if your dreams don't scare you, you ain't drinking enough wine. That's the thing for season 6.
Or they're not big enough.
Episode 98 is in the motherfucking books. Y'all have a good day.
We out.